Hello, everyone. Welcome to Making the Biblical Text Meaningful to Life, a platform to discuss difficult biblical texts. If you have a text that you want to discuss, any topic you want to understand, send us an email and we are going to prepare a lesson and teach it. This is our job and we are glad to be back tonight. And welcome. In part 1A of this study, we answered the question, where did Cain get his wife? The traditional view of most scholars hold that Cain married one of his sisters or nieces. And so before we go ahead, I want to ask, Rob, are you there?
I am.
All right, lead us in prayer, please.
Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for this day of rest that you've granted us, a time to worship you, reflect on the week, into fellowship, and to strengthen our faith and learn more about you. Thank you so much for this time that we can gather, no matter where we are in the world. We give you thanks for this technology that brings us together. We know your church is one body, Father, with many parts, each of us doing the parts that you have ordained us to. Lord, I just ask that you bless this time, fill our hearts and our minds so that we can focus on you, keep the distractions away, and Lord, we just pray that nothing be spoken but your word, and that your word goes out, and we know that it never returns void, that it will stir in each of our hearts and in each of our minds. Again, I just give you thanks for this time. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. We're back tonight. Wonderful discussion last week. If you have not, we had some low technical difficulties last week, so we did not put out this video. But make sure this week, look up for it. We are going to send the two videos out. We answered the questions from the traditional view of answering the question, where did Cain get his wife? Now, most scholars agreed that Cain married one of his sisters or nieces. In fact, Dr. George McDowell, who is one of the prominent apologists in our time, in this century, said in his book, and I quote, "Since Adam and Eve were created directly by God and perfect, it can be presumed that their gene pool was perfect. So marrying relatives and having children will probably not have produced defective offspring." And this is what George said, and he's also agreed with the idea that that he married to his sister, and so there was no other races on earth from which he would have gotten his wife. This is the widely accepted view of evangelical Christians, even though there are some who may not agree. However, marrying within the family raises the question of incest. We know that. Then what about incest that was forbidden by the Mosaic law? But the traditional answer, which says God approved of marriage within the family for the purpose of procreation, holds that God did. See, so that that was God's own doing, and so they cannot question it. That's the argument. Today, we will discuss the alternative view, which opposes the traditional view. Now, this is a key thing. We want you to hold on wherever you are, because the first view that we discuss, this view is in opposition to it. While the traditional view says that God approved of incest, in the beginning of human history, the alternative view says that incest, listen carefully, that incest was the result of the fall. incest was and is the result of their fall. That's the second view that we propose. Let's begin the discussion of the second view to answer this unique question. Where did he get his wife? We agree with them. We agree with them that Cain married to one of his sisters or nieces. We agree. However, this position denies the popular belief among Christian theologians that at the beginning of human history, God approved of incest to populate the earth and proposes that incest was the result of the fall of Adam and Eve, and that God, in his infinite wisdom, had his own plan how man would have populated the earth. Now, there is our discussion. We are in opposition of that view because we know that God, who spoke to Adam and Eve and said that you will populate the earth, God has his own plan in mind how he wanted Adam and Eve to do this. God had his own plan. However, believing that God allowed incest because Adam and Eve's genes were pure and were gradually corrupted later through their descendants, as was proposed by George McDowell, to us is unbiblical. Why? Let me want to explain why. Because the first seed or the first son of Adam and Eve, who is called Cain, killed his own brother Abel. You can read that in Genesis chapter 4. You can read that in Genesis chapter 4. So he killed his own brother. Now how can you say that his gene was a perfection in it, and then the very first son killed his own brother? Then where is the perfection? I think you can agree with me that as a human, there are some things in the Bible that we cannot understand in this life. This is true. For example, the Trinity. The principles of Trinity are found in the Word of God. But how to fully explain it has been an issue of debate to this day. And you know that it has been an issue of debate, that the debate on the Trinity has been an issue from time to time. So how can we explain that? Okay, Rob, you said you have something here about God's plan for, you got something on this note. Do you have your note? Can you come in?
Yes. So in the fall, God's plan for the earth and for man was changed. You know, us living in a post-fallen world, we don't know what God's original plan was.
I agree with you.
He commanded Adam and Eve to populate the earth, but we don't know to the full extent of how that would be carried out or what would be done. God gave Adam his wife. Maybe he could have done the same for others. You know, we don't know. So we know before, though, everything was perfect and without sin and death. In the fall, it changed. And my contention is it not only changed man spiritually, it also has physical and biological implications as well. You know, remember, Scripture is written for man in his fallen state. You know, if man hadn't fallen, there would be no need for Scripture. It changes everything. So going back to Genesis 2:24, it says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh."
Mm-hmm.
So this is given to man, you know, before he fell, talking about Adam and Eve and how God divinely ordained marriage. It's one of the ordinances.
Right.
So. Right. Again, I just say, man was created perfect, and God said it was very good. Mm-hmm. Of all the other creations, he said it's good, but when he created man, he said it's very good. Genesis 1:31.
Uh-huh.
You know, and incest only came into existence when man fell.
Uh-huh.
You know, and with the Mosaic law, that's when it was forbidden. So God, just in quick summary, God gave us the law for several purposes. One, to protect us, and also to open our eyes to our fallen uh-huh. state. You know, we have our conscience, and we also have the law that points out our sin. So again, in the fall, God's plan changed. Everything changed.
Thank you. That's true. I agree with you. In the fall changed nearly everything. And we're going to talk about it as we go along. And I agree with you. You are right. Okay. Now let's reflect on God's creation. Rob has already summarized the whole thing, but let's go back there. God spoke and everything came into being. He spoke and everything came into being. Listen carefully. There was a division of light and darkness. God did. There was also a division of land and sea. God did. The sun rules the day and the moon in the night. It was God's doing. Man was placed in a prepared garden. Let me read that again. Man was placed in a prepared garden. He didn't have to do anything. God just placed him right there. He didn't have to do anything. Gold was found in the land. You can find that in Genesis 2:12. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil were in the midst of the garden. God planted two trees in the garden. Now, this is what God himself did. Let's continue to do that. God created man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. And out of one of the ribs of Adam, God made a suitable wife for him. There were rivers flowing out of Eden. God was walking in the garden at the cool of the day when you look at Genesis 3:8. Now, the reason I'm bringing all this back to you is for you to know that when God said, this is what I'm doing, that's what he's going to do. Let's take a careful look at the moon, the stars, and the planets. Our God is able to do what he wants to do. He is everywhere. He knows everything, and nothing is hidden from him. So whenever God said, this is what I am going to do for you, he will do it. Adam did not prepare any garden for himself. Who prepared it? God did. Put Adam in a prepared garden. So it was God that spoke, say, procreate, multiply. So God knew, God had his own ways that he wanted to work with Adam to do it. But when the fall came in, the whole thing changed around, like what Brother Roth has rightly said. Now, God's plan for populating the earth was corrupted by the fall. We mentioned that already. Let us look at what the results of rebellions. Whenever you rebel against God, so many things happen. Let me just name a few. No God means no rules but mine. Anybody who falls, anybody who turns away from God, he's not being protected. Only what he wants to do, that's what he does. So no God means what? No rules but my rule. No God means survival of the fittest. Let me read that again. No God means survival of the fittest. And this is the problem. That means you want to fight, you're going to struggle, whatever you need, you're going to fight for it. And that's the situation that we find ourselves in. The same thing whenever rebellion is in there, we see violence. Violence is the solution to problems. Now, whenever you are not saved, whenever God is not in you, you think the solution to every problem is violence. So anything that comes, you say, okay, I'm going to handle it my way, and I'm going to do it. So vengeance is the right way to go. That means Christ is not in you. Anything happens, anybody, anything that anyone does to you, say, okay, I'm going to pay it back the way I want to do it. Can you remember that? I'm going to fight. I'm going to see what I'm going to do. So whenever rebellion comes in, things change around. This is what I mean to say here. Disobedience, the sin of Adam and Eve, let me define it this way. It's disobedient to God's will. This is what God wants to do. And then you say, Lord God, what you want to do, I do not want to be part of it, but I want to do my own thing. It's completely in opposition to what God's will is. Now let's look at the result. Sin corrupted their spiritual natures and separated them from God. Whenever you commit sin and you don't repent, it brings in separation. Your spiritual nature is corrupted, and then you are separated from God. So this is what sin does. When sin takes the throne of one's heart, listen, when sin takes the throne of one's heart, God is completely left out. He's not there anymore. You can think about him, but for him to be in full control, that's different. It's different. And I love, many of you know, have heard, and you heard about the late Dr. Bill Bright. You know, he described this excellently in his four spiritual laws book. I mean, the little tract that he used for evangelism, that's a little good evangelism tool. But Bright said in that little tool, when God, and he got the description there, he said, when God is in your heart, he sits at his throne, which is your heart, is the throne upon which God sits. But when God is taken out, who do you put there? He is replaced with who? With Satan. That is the problem. God is replaced with Satan. That's what it is. So you cannot say that when a man falls or he's in sin, then he maintains his perfection. The only way that you can maintain your perfection is repentance. That's the only way. But so scholars have argued that God allowed incest within the first human family, Adam and Eve, to fulfill the command. They appealed to the genetic purity, but not, they did not see the following thing. Now they say, well, Adam and Eve were special type of people created by God himself, so their gene pool was pure, and so they could do anything. But they didn't see this, and I want you to pay key attention to the points that I'm making here. The Bible says that after the fall, listen, Adam and Eve were driven from the garden, and a cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth was placed at its gate to keep them out. You can find that in Genesis 3:24. Now, when that happened, I'm saying what the Bible is saying. All right. When they committed this sin, what God did, God drove them from the garden and protected the garden from their return. Though Cain married a sister or a niece, but it was not the plan of God. And we this is what we strongly believe. It was not a plan of God, because God had their own plan. But what they did later on in their fallen state was their own plan. It was not the plan of God. Now, think about it very carefully. I want you to think about this. God said, procreate. Populate the earth. It was based upon God's principles and his own plan. But when man fell and said, well, I want to be God myself, the plan that man had for God was changed. And we'll get back to that later on in our teaching. The plan was completely changed. And I'll let you know later on. Okay? So, his marriage became now cultural, not biblical, because this is what he wanted to do. They are falling from the will of God, and they were doing their own thing to populate the way they wanted to do it. God had a specific plan for man, how to do the population. Imagine that God prepared a garden that Adam didn't even know about, beautiful, and gave it to them. You see, so God knew what he wanted to do for mankind. Now, one may argue, and I quote, if the first family children did not marry each other, how would they fail the command to populate the earth? Wow, that would be the question somebody may want to ask. Now, brother, you were saying that the incest in the beginning of human history was not the will of God. Then how would they now fulfill the command to populate the earth? That's the question. That's a very good question. Let me come to answer that, Uncle. The Bible did not tell us how long. Listen carefully. The Bible did not tell us how long Adam and Eve lived together during the pre-fall. However, God, who commanded them to populate the earth, knew how to accomplish this through them in his divine will. Today, we think about procreation in our fallen state. The command to populate the earth was made during Adam and Eve's pre-fall state. If they had not fallen, God would have implemented the plan he had for the couple to procreate in their perfection. I want to read that again. Let me read that. The command to populate the earth was made during Adam and Eve's pre-fall state. If they had not fallen, God would have implemented the plan he had for the couple to procreate in their perfection. Don't forget that. God had a plan, worked out how this whole perfection and the procreation, how it's supposed to be in his own mind. That was God's own plan. God had that plan. See, it was God that did that. See, God did that. So it was God's own plan. And in that, it was really God's own plan. So we need to check on this very, very carefully. We would say, oh, how could it be? And it was not. And they come up with so many arguments, all right? They come up with so many arguments. Okay, another question that somebody, another scholar may ask. Other prominent scholars like Dr. George McDowell and Henry M. Morris had argued about the genetic purity, which made it acceptable for the first human family's children to marry each other because they were created in the perfect state. Dr. Morris maintains, has sin not entered the world, it's possible that there would have never been a genetic problem with the intermarrying of relatives. How do you respond? Somebody may ask that question. This is how we can respond to that. We respect, with all honesty, we respect these 21st century apologists. They are prolific authors with brilliant minds. However, we differ with them on this issue for two reasons. Reason number one, explaining sin and its consequences scientifically will backfire tomorrow when there are new findings, which may likely change that scientific conclusion. The result of the fall of Adam and Eve cannot be discussed scientifically. This is the problem that we have. Sin is It's not a scientific issue. You cannot do it that way. We defer with them. When a man falls, his nature is corrupted, and we know this. See, so you cannot say scientifically his gene is this, that, and the other. And the person that bought that was the very first son of the couple, Adam and Eve. The very first son, what did he do? He fell into the same sin by killing his own brother on account of worship. See, so this is the issue. The fall of Adam and Eve can best be stated in Bill's bright words. And I love that. When one takes God from the throne of your heart, he replaces him with Satan. The fall corrupted their spiritual nature. And we continue to stand by that. The fall corrupted what? Their spiritual nature. This is the key thing. And I want you to listen to the discussion that we are carrying tonight. And listen to their view carefully. You know, you can see it. The issue of Cain, you can see it, what happened. The problem there is that he was the first son. You have been a perfect man, had he met the perfect gene, as I've been argued by some of the great scholars. All right, but what? But he showed up with something very imperfect. He had to kill his brother. So, and the second thing for which we disagree with them is that the fall changed God's plan from man being a steward in his garden to the plan of redemption. Now, let me read that again. The fall, God has a plan to work with Adam and Eve in all of his creation. But when man decided to take God from their own heart or from his own heart and accept the lie of Satan, God's plan for man was changed from being a steward of God to what? To the plan of redemption. And what God is doing now for us in this life and years ago, and even in this life, God has a plan of redemption to redeem mankind back to paradise. That's what God is doing. God's original plan for man has changed because man fell. And the fall brought so many difficult issues. From Genesis to Revelation, we see God on a redemptive mission to restore man to his original perfect state. What God is doing from Genesis to Revelation, God is on the redemptive mission, doing everything possible to get us back. And I think, I believe you know the whole story because Christ came for that purpose and he paid the price on the cross of Calvary. So the whole plan changed, the plan God had. We don't know exactly how God, what he would have done because he's God. Look at the planet. Look at heaven and earth. Look at the things he created. We don't know the plan he had. But one thing we knew, that he had man in a garden and he had a plan to work with man. And he said, I put you here. You are in charge, but you will populate the earth. That was based upon God's own plan. But when man fell, man was not in God's plan anymore. The second plan was for man to be redeemed. So you find out that an average man from one thing to another, from one patriarch to another, has been always falling straight. That's been the issue. So God is on what? Redemptive mission. How about the land of Noah? Let me just start. Maybe Rob, you have something that's popping up in your mind?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So just reiterating, the fall corrupted their spiritual nature.
Right.
You know, today, look at how prevalent pornography is. You know, man has taken something that was beautiful and perfect, you know, our relationship with our spouse, and he's corrupted it, even to the point that the act becomes something that's worshipped. You know, it's replaced God. You know, so God's plan of fellowship, as you've said, has become one of redemption, where God is now trying to restore us to fellowship, proper fellowship with Him, proper fellowship and proper worship. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct. You know, we're thinking in our fallen mindset rather than how the original intent was. And again, I just remind everybody that in the beginning, it was perfect. It was very good.
Right. I agree with you. I agree, Rob. It was great. It was good. It was excellent. But when the fall came in, the whole thing changed around. From man being steward to take care of God's guiding. Now, the plan of God was what? Was redemptive now in nature. Man had to be redeemed back to his original state of life. This is where we are today. See? How about the land of north? Somebody may ask. Does that imply that other races were on this earth before Adam and Eve? No. See, well, to be here is the fact. The word north means wandering. See, if you don't mean wandering, it could mean that he was in his wandering state going all around. But the scripture also pointed out that he built a city. Now, I want you to listen carefully. Now, when we talk about city, in our time, it's a quite different thing. In our time, a city is a big place, well developed, with so many thousands. In some cities, you can have more than 2-3 million. You see, so many thousands and thousands of people in a city. But in those days, the Hebrew word that was used for city, it means a little town where you have few people. And then when they talk about fencing the city, those days, for your own protection, if you build a little village, you still have to fence it so that you will be protected at night when you are sleeping off from enemies. So, that when it says he built a city, it was not in terms of what we know today. But he had a little town with family members who joined him. Now, what we're talking about, it being a long time, because Adam lived over 800 years, okay? So we're talking about between 500 to 600 years. The family have grown. They have multiplied. They cover many areas. Some family members move in with King. So it was not different race. I want to make that point clear. It was not a different race, but it was the same family members that were residing with him in his town. And when the English Bible says city, do not think the way we take city to be. It's a little town, very, very little town with a fence for protection. You have few people living in there, not that many people. See, so this is it. So there was no other race on earth. There were a lot of people, and then when there was another group of people living here, then Adam was not the first man. That has been the argument of the agnostics or the skeptics or scientists and other people. But that's not true. It was the same family. They have grown. The family was very big. Even though a king left and went further and started a little town, other family member moved with him. So that was it. It was not different race on this earth. I want to point that. The final question that one may ask is, how can you address the birth defects issue discovered by science as a result of incestuous marriage? That's a good question. All right? Now, here is what I want you to get carefully. It is important to note that one of the major consequences of sin is birth defects. Whenever you commit sin, what happens? There will be a result. You start loving to your own sister. And doing that, sin brings forth something in the opposite. God had a plan for man's procreation. But when sin took over, incestuous marriage became the norm. This is why God commanded that it should not be done due to moral reasons in Leviticus 16:18. The law of Moses was given, but from the first human family to Moses, men knew what was good and bad. Yet, sin says, do what is wrong. Now, let me come back to that. Some may argue, well, the law of Moses and here and there, but from the law of from the history of man, from Adam and Eve to the law of Moses, men knew what is good and bad. But because of the sinful nature that man possessed, caused us to do any kind of thing that we want to do. That's not being the problem. So we knew the right thing. This brother knew, Cain knew, to kill his brother was wrong. He knew that. But he did it anyway. Why? Because sin caused him to do it. The sin that was in control of his heart caused him to do it. So whether you are Christian or not, you know what is good and you know what is wrong. The idea we do the wrong thing because of what? Because of sin that endures in us. So we need to look at it very carefully because of sin. A catalog of the most fierce cities of human infants dating back to 2000 BC found within the ancient ruins of Egypt. It's one of the earliest recordings of birth defects so far found. Now, way back in 2000, they have this problem. Go on my website. Go to webinar Bible study resources. We have a lot of resources there. We got a lot of links that you would just go and read for yourself. What we are saying to you, we got it on the website. Just get there and do what? And read it for yourself. It's going to help you to understand what we are saying. Now, so here is our argument. We come back. Here is our argument. Most traditional Christians, scholars, believe that Cain married one of his sisters or nieces. That's true. We agree with them. They argue that since God created Adam and Eve during the pre-fall era, their genes were still perfect after the fall. This is where we disagree with them. Because after the fall, you cannot say they had a perfect gene when the very first seed that came out of them killed his own brother. But just note that very carefully. Hey, Rob, do you have something to say about this? I think you got something popping up. Are you there?
Yes. Yeah. So science tells us that it's survival of the fittest, that men and women seek out their most ideal mate for procreating and that their offspring will be better than they are.
Right.
But I want to point out, this is a flaw in their thinking.
Right.
It's presuming, it stems from a worldview that excludes sin, and it presumes that man is evolving and progressing. But in reality, the opposite is true. As we pointed out last week, man is decaying. We mentioned Dr. John Stanford, formerly of Cornell University,
right.
In his research on genetic decay, which shows mutations in the genetic code that are occurring. These are deletions, insertions, substitutions, and inversions in the genetic code. And
yeah.
He was pointing out current research that shows more than 100 mutations, or well, on average, 100 mutations per person per generation, meaning we're decaying and devolving. So these genetic mistakes, if you will, of each subsequent generation are passed along and added on. So then now you have a less and less pure genetic code.
Mm-hmm.
It's more flawed, more mutated, in a sense devolving instead of evolving. So in other words, each of us will have approximately 100 more mutations than our parents did.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to remember that perspective. We have to remember we're fallen men. We have to have the right worldview with Christ on the throne, the spiritual Christian.
Right.
worldview better than the carnal or the unregenerate worldview.
Thank you. That's good. Yeah, great. You got it. You nail it. You really nail it. So this is where we disagree, because India, it's true that they were created perfectly, but when the fall came in, there was no perfection anymore. They were doing their own thing. And the very first child that was born onto that union became a murderer, the first murderer on earth. So if their genes were perfect, then of course the first man should be a perfect man. But he was not. See, so you cannot take sin and explain it scientifically. That cannot hold. See, so they say, well, intermarrying with relatives was okay with God. But because their gene was so and so, this is what we continue to argue. Only that God commanded Moses, look, this is not correct. For moral reasons, they have to stop doing what they are doing. Don't they see what is going on? The many birth defects they have in their family relationship. See, we can just summarize their conclusion this way. God allows incest in the beginning of human history, and this allows it through the law of Moses. So the question is, did God made a mistake in the first place? See, this is the question that sometimes that may come to mind. However, we have argued in this teaching with a fresh look at Genesis 4:17 that God did not allow incest. If he did, then why must he disallow it later? Are they saying that God made a mistake at the beginning of human history? That's the question we need to ask. Is it what they are saying? God made an error from the beginning of human history, and so he corrected it in the time of Moses? No. God is God. Man took upon himself. After the fall, man was doing everything they wanted to do. But God continued to work with man. And that's another whole teaching. So we can't bring that here. This position denies the traditional belief and the popular belief that proposes that incest was the result. No, we don't accept that. The result of incest is the fall. Let me repeat that. The result of incest is the fall. How about the procreation of man? God had his own plan for Adam and Eve to procreate within their perfection. But when they fell, they began to use their own means for procreation. And we say, well, he obeyed God. Okay. But every human being born on this son that descended from Adam and Eve became a sinner. Christ had to save us. Why were we sinners? Because why? He fell. Anything that came from him took that position. So that's been the issue we've been discussing. In discussing the origin of human culture from a Christian perspective, in my book, Growing Missionary Biblically, I said, and I got this book here, I discuss a chapter here concerning this. And in that, this is what I said. Following Adam's expulsion from the Garden of Eden, he created his own community outside of the presence of God. It was God's original plan for man to populate the earth, but that would have been according to his divine principles, unquote. Now you want to know more about it? Get this book and you know more about it. It would have been upon what God had originally planned for man. Today, the decision is yours. Where do you belong? Do you believe that God allowed incest in the beginning of human history and changed his mind later? Or do you believe that the fall changed God's plan for the first family from being his steward to the plan of redemption? And incest is the result of the fall, and that God had his divine plan to populate the earth through Adam which was corrupted by the fall. Now, our common argument here is God had a divine plan for Adam and Eve to populate the earth within their perfection. But when they fell, incest became the means. And because incest became the means, in our fallen state, we need redemption. We need redemption. So if you are arguing that incest was the result of, incest was the result of the fall. And if someone is saying incest was what God planned from the beginning of time, now, you never take that decision on between the two views. You think about it. Listen to this video carefully. If you need the outline, set up a note for it. Listen to it carefully. And then come up with your own conclusion. They need recreation through redemption to their original state. That means to paradise. That's what Adam and Eve need. And that's a being. That's a being the price that we offer. Now, here is what is going on. There are I found three major pillars in scripture. Pillar number one, creation. And in that pillar, we see perfection, we see God's holiness. Pillar number two is redemption. Then what happened? In redemption, what have been destroyed from creation can be recreated within redemption. And then pillar number three, and everything will be done anew. So here is what happened. Adam and Eve were living in their perfect state. The Bible says, in the cool of the day, in the cool of the day, God will come walking to them to just fellowship with them. Then they fell. Now when they fell, they dropped down from perfection to what? To a stage of redemption. And so they need, and we need, what? Recreation. And that is only in Jesus Christ. So we argue that, no, it's not true. But God, redemption is real. Man, the fall brought about incest. And incest was not the original plan of God. So, it's left with you to take your own decision. Have you listened? Our time is gone. But if you have a question, you can ask. Hey, Rob, do you have any concluding remark?
No, I just concur that it was not God's original plan. Again, the fall caused everything to change and for us to deviate. So now we're under that second pillar of redemption.
Right. Yeah, this is where we are, and thank you. This is where we are, and we want you to think about it. Hey, that's it. It's plain right here. Listen to the video, but listen to the first one and the second one. Anybody have questions, please ask. I have unmuted everyone. And if you have a question, if you have comments, please make your comment so that we'll be able to answer the question. The one that we can't answer, we will use an email to get back to you. But this is the lesson. Where did King get his wife? He married to one of his sisters or nieces. Incest was the result of sin. This is this view that we discussed. The first view said incest was allowed by God in the beginning of human history for procreation. The second view said no, it was not allowed, but it came in the fallen state. Man did his own thing to fulfill God's plan. This is why redemption is necessary. So you will need to answer that. If you don't have questions, then of course, I'm going to ask my dear brother Rob to close out in prayer and thank you for being with us. Listen to the first video and this one. All right. Rob, can you please pray for us?
Absolutely. Our Heavenly Father, Our gracious Father, we just thank you again for this time, for teaching us, and helping us to understand you better and your truths, Father, and just drawing one another closer to you, Father. Thank you so much for this time of fellowship and this time of study. Lord, we just praise you and magnify your name in your Son's precious name, and through our salvation in him we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming, and come by next week. Invite somebody. Wonderful time. And we're going to have a wonderful time. And God is so good to us. Hey, we will continue our study, cultural marriages in the Old Testament. Invite somebody next week. God bless you. All right. We're glad that you are here. Come back again.